بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we are reading from this kitab. The title of the kitab is إصلاح المعاملات, correction of monetary dealings. That a person living in this world has needs which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in every human being. These needs in regards to his shelter, his food, his conveyance, his home. All these are needs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within insan, and Allah ta'ala has created avenues. Allah ta'ala has created avenues to fulfill these needs of insan. But what extent insan and man gets involved in these needs, not forgetting the responsibilities Allah ta'ala has placed upon him. One are the zaruriyat, or necessities Allah ta'ala has placed within us, and one is the responsibility which Allah ta'ala has placed upon our shoulders. That we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore it is incumbent that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that we are ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we fulfill our responsibility of being an ummati. That we practice upon deen and sharia, we bring that into our lives, and we make an effort for this to become alive in the entire world. That this message reaches every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and attracts the non-Muslims to come towards Islam. So when it comes to these response, these necessities that we have, ulama explained that we get involved and we fulfill our necessities according to necessity. We fulfill our necessity according to necessity. When it comes to our responsibility, for that we give everything. This we learn from the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that when it came to their necessities, بقدر الزرورت, according to need, they gave their time, their health and their wealth. Their time, their health, their wealth, they give it according to necessity. When it came to their responsibility of ibadat, worshipping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, fulfilling the command of Allah, upkeeping, upholding the law of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and bringing the sunnah life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into their lives, for that they went way beyond the call of duty. There they gave everything, all their health, their wealth, their time, how much they could invest, because they knew that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created this worldly life not for this world but for akhirat. Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. The dunya is that field, cultivating field for akhirat. Once a person reaches the qabr, then he can't do anything. So in this worldly life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attached to our limbs, a'mal and actions. Together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us hearts. This heart of ours, what should be within this heart that will motivate the limbs? This is very important. And the key word ulama use is yaqeen and tawakkul. Trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our reliance. Yaqeen, our conviction in Allah. According to our conviction, our yaqeen, what is in the heart will spill over onto the limbs. Ulama explained that when it comes to governments of the world, their yaqeen and their conviction and their reliance is upon their power. At all cost, we have to keep power. No matter what happens, even if we have to shed the blood of our own people, create unrest, civil wars, we will do it. Because our yaqeen, our trust, our conviction, reliance is in our power, we have to keep power. So because that is in the heart, so that motivates the limbs. You see, when it comes to a person of dunya that doesn't look for akhirat, then his yaqeen is upon his dunya. So to the level of his trust and reliance on his dunya, that will motivate him early part of the morning. If his yaqeen, his trust is upon his shop, upon his degree, upon his worldly possessions, then he won't wake up for Fajr Salah. He'll wake up at the time when he has to now activate his limbs for his dunya, at that time he will wake up. Because this is in the heart. When the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, trust in Allah is in the heart, then that will wake him up in the morning and he will proceed for Fajr Salah. And this is where my success is. This is yaqeen, this is the power of what Allah ta'ala has given us within our bosoms, the heart. What we put within the heart, that will spill over. So in regards to our monetary dealings, correction of monetary dealings, ulama explain that the most vital thing is our tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala To what level we have tawakkul, what you call trust. How to develop this trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the means we have around us, what you call the asbab. Asbab, a person has his shop, he has his business, he owns properties, or he has a degree, he has a skill, whatever it may be. How much do I trust these things? How much do I put my heart into it? How much do I place my reliance upon it? That from this now, my work will get done. And to what extent do I trust upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? That to develop in the heart. Now how many out there haven't even heard these terms also? That you gotta trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You gotta have yaqeen upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. These are avenues Allah ta'ala has made in our worldly life where we learn how to develop this heart and trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala Muhammad Yusuf sahab rahmatullah alayhi mentioned one time. And the alim that narrated this to us, he says, when I heard this malfuz, when I heard this sing of Hazrat Ji rahmatullah alayh, he was of that level already, giving his life in the path of Allah. And it was almost coming towards the end of his 1 year in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And he says, I went to Hazrat Ji rahmatullah alayh and I told him, I don't want to go back home. I want to give my life in the path of Allah. I want to become a shaheed. He says, you go back home. So what do I do then? Hazrat Ji told him, in regards to his worldly existence, what we call our sustenance and rosy, so he told him, that jo musabbibul asbab se lena nahi sikha, that person in this worldly life who hasn't learnt, that person in this worldly life who hasn't learnt to take from the creator of all the means we find around us, to feel cool, we have the aircon, we have the fans. To transport ourselves, we have vehicles. To fill our bellies, we have food. To take care of our necessities, we have our shops and our professions. All these are asbab. The creator of all these means. So he said to this alim of deen, that person in this worldly life who did not learn to take from the creator of all the means, the creator of means, then after he goes into the qabr, into the grave, where there will be no means, then at that time how will he take from the one that has power and control of unlimited resources? That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What he told him, you only have one shot at it in this worldly life, make the best of it. But those means that Hazrat Ji was talking about, we call them yaqini asbab. Those means in which a person will never fail. Definitely those means he will take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Ji was referring to a'mal. Through salah, definitely you will take from Allah. Allah has given you dua to take from Him. Ulama explain, Allah ta'ala has given you the tawfiq to raise your hands and ask of Allah, it means He wants to give you. That is why you're raising your hands. Allah gave dua to take from Him. Through salah, through zakat, through hajj, all these a'mal, a person invests his time and he has yaqeen upon it, definitely his work will get done. Allah will give him. There's no doubt in it. Then Hazrat Ji explained and he says that Allah's power to sustain anyone, Allah's power to sustain is not linked to any of the worldly means. Allah's power to sustain is not linked to any of the worldly means. Allah does not need the physical and worldly needs to sustain a person. Allah's power is not linked to it. Allah has a system that yes, you have to adopt the means. But to what extent? To what extent do I adopt my means? To what extent now do I involve myself in salah? Our Honorable Ustaz and Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib, he says, Dama Barakatuhu, the salah is such a powerful weapon Allah has given us. Such a powerful weapon that whatever needs we have out of salah, as long as a person is standing before the creator of all the means, whatever needs he has out of salah, Allah says, I will take care of it. It's impossible that you're standing before me and I will create some harm in your worldly life. Impossible that you will close your shop and come for salah and I will create harm for you. Impossible. As long as you're standing before me, whatever your needs are beyond that, that is why you find in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, any matter that came to him, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, any matter that came, they will rush towards the masjid. They will rush towards salah. That first salah, then adopt the means. Because he knew that there's no failure when it came to these means of salah. I have any problem, I have any halat, any condition, they would hasten towards salah, 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 and they build their yaqeen and trust upon salah, and according to the need now, according to need, then they adopt the worldly means. Allah's power of sustenance and sustaining someone is not linked to any of the worldly means. Allah can do without it. A simple example, my dear brothers, that we find usually a jamaat is coming to our locality. We find after Fajr Salah, Mashwara is taking place in the back. And the brothers are making Mashwara, we are having a jamaat that is coming. Possibly next week. But they are making Mashwara today for that jamaat that is coming next week. How will we feed this jamaat? That jamaat is closed its shops most probably for 40 days or 4 months. And Allah has put a whole group of people in every masjid to make a special Mashwara, how to feed this jamaat. Allah shows that you are making mashwara that jamaat to go to the next masjid. And Allah is taking care already now of your 3 meals a day. And more than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does it for 40 days, for 4 months. That, oh my banda, you have invested your health, wealth and time in my path. Whatever your needs beyond that, I will take care of it. I am there for you. And I put a whole special jamaat and team together to see what is your menu, what will be the venue also. Who is diabetic? Who has this parhezi, who can't eat that, we'll make intizam for them. So Allah Ta'ala shows that how I was sustained for 40 days, for 4 months, sometime beyond that also. Allah has a system to show you that my power of sustaining you is not linked directly to your shop and to your degree. You close your shop to come in my path, I will take care of you. So in this chapter ahead, Hazrat explains that how we have different types of tawakkul, reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yaqeen, trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow, inshallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.